And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Well, everybody stay where they are, or old Ruby will get you. Good day, America. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as we know many of you do, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. We do have a big 2 hours on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll set the table and start knocking things down on the other side. But let's do what we do at the top of each hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We tell you how to take the network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go with you via your devices. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. That coveted app versatility, a great website that you can go to, TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, most importantly, perhaps the American Forces Radio Network, where our good people, the armed forces, listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline all over the world. We'll tip off this edition of the attack right after this short timeout.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
Irving for three. Bang! Kyrie Irving from way downtown.
It's one of the greatest performances offensively I've ever seen in the finals by Kyrie Irving.
That was the dagger in the heart of the Golden State Warriors. That was the last three of the game by Kyrie Irving as the Golden State Warriors fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers stave off elimination with a 112-97 victory over the Warriors in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 if you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And that call of the last three of Kyrie Irving's 41 points is courtesy of ABC ESPN. And that was Mike Breen on the call. Jeff Van Gundy chipping in with his assessment of Kyrie Irving's great night of work. But let's set the table for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then let's hit the ground running. Obviously, we're going to start. Most of our number one will be focused on the NBA Finals. Game 5, why the Cavaliers triumphed over the Golden State Warriors, and why they were able to stave off elimination. So we'll dive into that. I'll give you my takeaways and what to look ahead to in Game 6. As we move along out of hour 1 and into hour number 2, in hour number 2, I'm going to take a look, and we're going to head back down to Waco, Texas. There's some very disturbing rumblings coming out of Waco as it relates to the future of Art Briles and the future of the Baylor football program. So we'll dive into that in hour number 2. And in between it all, we have a couple of guests. At 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Christina Lynn Skelros. She was called the angel in the infield at Yankee Stadium. She was the young girl who sang the Star-Spangled Banner at so many Yankee games, and she was like this lucky charm for the Yankees. Well, we're going to check in with her 20 years later and reminisce about that time singing the national anthem during the 1996 season for the New York Yankees, and check in on what she's doing now, reminisce on those times as the Yankees came back to prominence in Major League Baseball after a long, long drought of failure. So that's at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. At 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number 2, Bethany Hamilton. She's a great surfer and a shark attack survivor. We're going to talk to her about surfing, you know, her inspirational story in surviving a shark attack and getting back in the water. So that's the rundown for today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack. A lot of NBA, a little college football, and a couple of really cool guests that'll sprinkled in there that'll make it a whole lot of fun. But let's dive into Game 5. As we heard right at the top, three of Kyrie Irving's 41 points And as Jeff Van Gundy said, you know, one of the great performances in NBA Finals history. That coupled with LeBron's 41 helped the Cavaliers stave off elimination with a 112-97 victory over the Warriors in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors are now up 3-2 in this best-of-7 series. Game 6 will be Thursday night in the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Now, you know, you look at this game and LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, with their 41 apiece, were the key or were the keys to victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, these two guys took over this game from stem to stern. It was competitive for the better part of 3.5 quarters, but it was LeBron James and Kyrie Irving who put their stamp on this basketball game and imposed their will in dominating and commanding fashion on this basketball game and propelled the Cleveland Cavaliers to victory. I mean, they were the first teammates in NBA Finals history to score 40-plus points in an NBA Finals game. They combined to go 33 for 54 from the field. As we said, 82 of the Cavaliers' 112 points. And LeBron was incredible. And he was aggressive. He was attacking. You know, he took this game in many ways by the jugular with his 41 points, his 16 rebounds, his 7 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 16 for 30 from the field, 4 for 8 from deep in his 43 minutes. And he got to sit at the very end as that Kyrie Irving 3 made it a 13-point game, and there was really no looking back for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I guess one of the key ways that LeBron was able to make Golden State pay, quite simply, was he didn't hesitate to take those open threes. You know, we've seen at times in this series, he's been reticent to take those open threes. And when he did take them, they didn't fall, and he didn't make Golden State pay for slumping off of him and trying to keep him out of the lane. Well, last night, no hesitation. You know, maybe you should have let the sleeping dog lie. The crowd was on him. You had the comments from Klay Thompson after game 4. Well, they poked the dog with a stick, and this dog just happens to be maybe the best player in the game today, or arguably the best player in the game. To me, he still is the best player in the game, and until somebody takes that mantle away from him, he's still the best player in the game. Well, you poke that sleeping dog with that stick. He woke up, and he woke up angry, and he was aggressive. He imposed this will on this game, and he didn't hesitate at all to make Golden State pay for slumping off him. So he hit his threes. That opened up the lane, and he had a running mate with him that was going point for point, step for step, dominating effort for dominating effort with him in Kyrie Irving, who chipped in with 41 big points of his own. He had 6 assists. He had 3 boards, a couple of steals, and a block. And he was even more efficient, 17 for 24 from the field, including 5 for 7 from deep in his 40 minutes. So these two guys really put their stamp on this game and allowed Cleveland to take control of this game in the second half and mid-fourth quarter, run away and hide. That was really the story. LeBron was great on both ends of the floor, did a lot to facilitate the offense of others, mostly Kyrie Irving, as, you know, between LeBron and Kyrie, they scored 82 of the 112 Cavaliers points. So there wasn't that much facilitating of offense of others to go around beyond Kyrie. It was a lot of the LeBron and Kyrie show. Got some contributions from Richard Jefferson, a little bit from Tristan Thompson, a touch here and there from J.R. Smith. But that was really about it. It was really all about LeBron and Kyrie. And, you know, LeBron benefited an awful lot from having the running mate with him. It wasn't all on LeBron, because if you double-teamed LeBron or you shaded off to LeBron, Kyrie made you pay. If you went and tried to double Kyrie, LeBron made you pay. and they got just enough of a contribution from J.R. Smith and Richard Jefferson to keep everybody else honest and allow these two guys to dominate on the offensive end of the floor. And then on top of that, you had LeBron in many ways dominating on the defensive end of the floor, really limiting the interior players of Golden State as nobody stepped up on the offensive end of the floor and replaced what Draymond Green gives this Golden State Warriors group. And then, you know, when you look at it on the defensive end, what LeBron did, again, limiting those interior players, stepping out at times and giving Steph Curry things to deal with, and he, again, was less than great and certainly not efficient. And Klay Thompson can't do it by himself as much as he tried. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side as we'll continue to dissect Game 5 of the NBA Finals. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Our coaching staff gave us a great game plan, and as one of the leaders of the team, we just went out and executed. And you got a guy like this who's very special. Probably one of the greatest performances I've ever seen live. You know, put on the show that he did. You know, you just go out and just follow the keys and play winning basketball. We did that tonight.
That was LeBron James commenting on the Game 5 victory by the Cleveland Cavaliers over the Golden State Warriors, and in particular, the great effort from Kyrie Irving. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And let's dive into this game a little bit further. We talked about in our last segment how it was LeBron and Kyrie that took over the game. And both of these guys were terrific on offense, facilitating the offense not only of themselves, but each other. And to a lesser degree, a couple of the other role players who made some contributions, most notably J.R. Smith, Richard Jefferson, and Tristan Thompson did most of his work on the boards and getting hacked and going to the foul line. So really, when you look at it, on the offensive end of the floor, it really was all about LeBron and Kyrie. And they scored the vast majority of the points. And on those few baskets that one of those two didn't score, they assisted on those baskets as well. I mean, the last basket in this game where Kyrie or LeBron didn't either score or assist on the basket was in the middle of the second quarter. So these two really put their stamp on this game and took over this game in commanding fashion. Again, LeBron not being afraid to take those threes. That was so important. It opened everything else up for him and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, again, quick and decisive in the one-on-one and pick-and-roll situations, which is something that's been missing from him for chunks of this series. Very impressive, very decisive by both of these guys on the offensive end of the floor. Not at all tentative. They just went out and played basketball, and they played great basketball, facilitating each other's offense, facilitating what little offense they got out of their role players, and at times, each of them taking over the basketball game offensively, being aggressive, decisive, and efficient with the basketball. And LeBron also was a factor on the defensive end. Not having to guard Draymond Green, he was able to do some more work on some of the perimeter players of the Golden State Warriors, most notably Steph Curry, who, again, was far from great. He wasn't awful, but he's just not putting his stamp on this series. And despite that, the Golden State Warriors find themselves up 3-2 in this best-of-7 series. Yeah, he had 25 points. He had 7 rebounds and 4 assists. But only 5-for-14 from deep, 8-for-21 overall, 4 turnovers. So he was less than great. And he has been all series. And a big factor in Game 5 as it relates to him not being great. It wasn't easy for him to get open looks. With LeBron not having to guard to a great degree any of these interior players without Draymond Green, because neither Harrison Barnes nor Maurice Spates, nor James Michael McAdoo were able to in any way replace anything that Draymond Green gives you. And Harrison Barnes had that opportunity. He played a lot of power forward, and he played some center, especially after Andrew Bogut went out in the third quarter. And in his 38 minutes, 2-for-14 from the field. So he didn't step up big. Maurice Spates comes off the bench, no points, 0-for-6 from the field. If he ain't hitting shots, there's no reason to keep him on the floor. And James Michael McAdoo didn't take any shots in his 8 minutes and didn't score any points. So on the offensive end, none of these guys, and Steve Kerr spent all game trying to find one of his bigger guys, you know, one of his guys that in a smaller lineup could be a 4/5 to give him anything. I mean, he went 11 deep in the first quarter. Well, he played 11, 12 guys in this game, and he couldn't find an answer for what Draymond Green gives him on the offensive end of the floor, and he couldn't find an answer for what he gives him on the defensive end of the floor. They missed his rim protecting. They missed his great defense on LeBron. And as a result, Andre Iguodala was asked to do even more defensively against LeBron James. And he couldn't be as aggressive because Draymond Green wasn't back there to clean it up. And as a result, LeBron was able to just be dynamic and efficient on the offensive end and really be the assassin we were looking for him to be in Game 4. when in the fourth quarter, nobody for the Cavaliers could get their shots to fall. No such problems here, as the Cavaliers took over a game that was anybody's game at halftime. This was a back and forth basketball game at halftime. It was 61 all at the half. And then Golden State came out cold as ice in that third quarter, missing 14 of their first 20 shots and going 7 of 24 overall in the third quarter while LeBron and Kyrie took over to take control. They then continued their run into the fourth quarter, and really by 5 minutes left in this basketball game, they had gone out to that comfortable double-digit lead and had really taken control of this basketball game. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we talk about defense. We talk about moving the basketball. We talk about being decisive. And the truth of the matter is the Cavaliers were decisive on the offensive end. They were swift and decisive in their decision-making. LeBron was an assassin. He was aggressive. Kyrie, as we talked about, decisive in those one-on-one and pick-and-roll situations. And ultimately, in this league where we talk about it being a make-or-miss league, last night the Cavaliers made their shots. The defensive rotations from Golden State, slow. Closing out on the three, slow. Another area where they missed Draymond Green so much. Plus, the ball didn't move that well on offense, and they didn't get those great looks. That Cavaliers defense was better than it's been throughout this series. And, you know, you look at some of the numbers, and they illustrate some of these differences. You know, the Cavaliers shot 53% from the field, while the Warriors only shot 36% from the field. Cavaliers 10 for 24 from three. Golden State wasn't bad from three, but not up to their gold standard. 14 of 42 for 33% from three. You know, neither team was particularly great at handling the basketball. Both turned it over quite a bit. Golden State 17, Cleveland 16. Neither team did a great job of making the other pay for turnovers. The ball movement was good, but not great by either team. It was really about the inability on defense, missing Draymond Green, not being able to rotate as fast, not being able to close out on threes as fast. And James and Kyrie Irving got better and good looks, and they were aggressive and they took advantage of it. And on the offensive end of the floor, the ball didn't move as well without Draymond Green, their second-best ball handler, the guy who's always at the top of the key facilitating offense for so many other guys. The ball got stagnant. The ball got sticky. The Cavaliers' defense was better as a result, and the Warriors didn't get very many good and open looks. And that's what this game in many ways boiled down to. Klay Thompson did his very best to keep Golden State in this one all by himself, and he almost did. And he almost single-handedly matched Irving and James shot for shot. And in the first half, he was really a key. He was terrific in the first half, and he in many ways single-handedly kept the Golden State Warriors in this game. But ultimately, in the second half, the shots stopped falling. That Cavaliers defense really picked up its intensity. The ball was a little sticky for Golden State, uncharacteristically so. Didn't move great. They didn't get very many open looks. They weren't able to can shots. And in his make-or-miss league, the Cleveland Cavaliers took over in the second half. You know, it was an impressive effort on the road by the Cleveland Cavaliers and a nice job of staving off elimination. You know, and not surprising. You know, you've been waiting at times for LeBron to take over and show why he is still the best player in the game today. And he showed you that last night in a way he didn't show you in game four. I got a couple of numbers that illustrate the greatness of LeBron and his ability to take over. And I think now that we've seen it, yes, Draymond Crump coming back for game six is going to pose some unique challenges for LeBron that weren't there in game five. But we've seen now LeBron knows what he has to do. Him and Kyrie are going to go out, and they're going to dominate, and they're going to control things. And, you know, I see some interesting stats here. I'm on ESPN Stats and Information, and I think they have some great stats that point out just how dominant at times LeBron can be when backed against the wall. Highest points per game when facing playoff elimination in NBA history. You always talk about Michael. LeBron James, 32-4. Michael Jordan, 31-3. Wilt Chamberlain, 31-1. Just take it for what it is. And if you don't understand how dominant LeBron James and Kyrie Irving were in this game and how they took over in the second half while the Warriors just couldn't get anything going, in particular on the offensive end of the floor, let's take a look at this. In the second half, James and Irving combined for 39 points on 15 for 26 from the field. The Warriors as a team, 36 points on 12 for 45 from the field. Well, on the other side, Christina Lynn Skelros. Angel and Ian Field joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You'll be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 6/13 through 6/19. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But now let's go out to our phones where we're joined by the Yankees' good luck charm. She was their angel in the infield 20 years ago. She's Christina Lynn Skelros, and she joins us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Christine. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, as a longtime Yankee fan and somebody who remembers the magical 1996 season, it's great to visit with somebody that was so close to that. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. Tell the story of how you started by singing a national anthem on July 28th, and it was a dramatic 3-2 victory by the Yankees, a walk-off home run from Darryl Strawberry. And then kind of just talk about how it evolved from there, and it culminated in Game 6 of the 1996 World Series with the Yankees' victory over the Atlanta Braves. Just talk about your experiences, how it started, and how it ended.
You know, originally we just sent a tape of me singing the anthem to the Yankees and one to the Phillies. Never heard back from the Phillies, but the Yankees brought me in, and, you know, they liked me, and they had me sing. My first game got rained out. I cried because it was a Red Sox game. I hate the Red Sox. So I was 8, and I'm crying at George Steinbrenner saying, but I hate the Red Sox. I wanted to sing against the Red Sox. So he brought me back for Fan Appreciation Day, too, to sing against the Red Sox after that July 28th game. And then they had me sing in a playoff game, and they won in the bottom of 12th that night. And so then someone in the media started calling me the good luck charm. And, you know, I got to meet all the players, and everybody was really sweet and everything, and they're just really good guys. And George Steinbrenner and Debbie Tyman, I guess, got together and found out a way to have me sing the anthem at Game 6. And, you know, George Steinbrenner wasn't going to have it any other way. They're all superstitious, you know. So I got there. It was a crazy day, and I'm standing in the dugout, and people are coming by talking to me. I'm actually playing with the baseball bats in the rack, and my dad's on the phone in the dugout, and Whitey Ford comes over and talks to me, and my dad just about passed out. And I was sitting on the bench with Joe Torre and Don Zimmer, and, you know, I got a lifetime of memories in, like, a five-month period, and it's just something I'll always be so grateful for. I would love to do it again sometime. I haven't done it since, so it's been 20 years. I'm 28 now. And I dream about it sometimes, and it's just so much fun, you know, when I look back. But actually singing out there on the field, you know, I didn't know as an 8-year-old how big of a deal it was. Nobody really let me know because they didn't want me to be nervous, but I wasn't nervous at all. Because I guess now I might be, but as an 8-year-old, I wasn't nervous at all. And when they won, that stadium just erupted, and we got to go into the clubhouse after and getting sprayed by champagne, and just seeing all the players, and Billy Crystal was in there, and I got to do a lot of things afterwards. I got to sing at Tommy Lasorda's induction into the Hall of Fame. I was standing in a room with my dad with 50 Hall of Famers. You know, Ted Williams getting out of his wheelchair to tell Stan Musial how to correct his batting technique. And Phil Rizzuto's like, for Christ's sake, Ted, you waited 50 years to tell him. And everybody's laughing. And I'm sitting on Ted Williams laughing in his wheelchair. And, you know, it was just so many things happened. And I do remember them. And it was just so amazing. I'll never be able... No one experiences that all at once, you know. And so I'm very honored to have had that happen in my life.
Does an 8-year-old have – you talked about actually not being scared to sing the national anthem in front of 50, 60,000 screaming Yankee fans just because nobody let you know how big a deal it was. You talked about playing with bats in the bat rack, sitting on the bench before the games, hanging out with Joe Torre and Don Zimmer.
Yep.
As an 8-year-old, do you have any concept of how monumental this is? Forgetting the national anthem part of it, just all the other stuff. Are you just hanging out with these guys like they're a bunch of your uncles?
I mean, I knew that it was something that people didn't normally do, but I don't think the gravity of the situation ever actually hit me, and which is probably for the better because, you know, you're a kid. But I think when it finally hit me was when I went out on the field to sing at the World Series. And when I got out there, I was surrounded by, like, 30 photographers right in front of me, like 6 feet from my face. And that had never happened in any of the other games. And I guess in my mind, it was just like, okay, I'm going to go with this. No problem. And but when I look at the picture of it now, I'm like, how did I not spaz out, you know? But I was so used to singing in public, and I was used to it by then. And, yeah, it I don't think I had any idea of how monumental it was, no. And people, you know, I'd be meeting Derek Jeter in the players' lot to say bye to him before I left, and we were very close. And, you know, girls are screaming from the other side of the fence, like crying, screaming, because Derek Jeter is there. And I was just like, okay, cool. Like, you know, I loved him. He was a great guy. And but, you know, I didn't get it at all, I don't think.
You get it now, don't you?
Oh, I get it now. I definitely get it now. Yeah, you know, it was great.
You mentioned, you know, having performed out in public before. You're not just somebody who, you know, it was a cute kid singing the national anthem. You had experienced, and your vocation to this day is as a professional singer. So talk about some of the things you had done leading up to singing the national anthem at Yankee Stadium. And then talk about some of the amazing, you talked about some of them right after that Tommy Lasorda's Hall of Fame induction, mm-hmm. et cetera. But, you know, talk about the evolution of your career leading up to that day and going forward and what you're doing now, because you're doing some amazing, amazing work now, and you're getting ready to embark on a tour of Europe in just a day or two.
Yeah. Well, as a kid, I started voice lessons, I think, at the age of three. You know, my family just noticed that I could sing on pitch and I could sing lyrics properly and not like a normal three-year-old, you know, and so they were like, all right, well, let's put her in lessons. So I went and I had some lessons. I sang at a Devils game, I think, and a couple of smaller basketball games. And then I was in a tour, a national tour of Annie as a kid. And then the next year was when the World Series thing happened. And then after the World Series, I got to sing for President Clinton at his rally in New Jersey. And then I got to sing at Madison Square Garden. I've opened for the Knicks and for who else? The Rangers. I sang in a bunch of soccer games. But throughout college, I actually got to sing at Madison Square Garden whenever, because I was right there. I also got to sing at the White House with my brother. We did a couple of sets in the East Room of the White House during Christmas when all the congressmen and the senators and the governors came with their families to see the White House all decorated for Christmas. And that was an incredible experience. I've sung at NASCAR races. Now that I'm older, you know, I went to Manhattan School of Music for classical voice, opera, and then I switched my major to jazz and finished my degree at William Patterson. And I teach private voice lessons now. And I teach a bunch of different instruments as well. I play five different instruments. And now my most recent endeavor is I'm going on tour with Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, the lead guitar player from Deep Purple. And I also tour with his other band, Blackmore's Night, which is more of a Renaissance folk rock band. But I'm the background singer for both. So I leave tomorrow for Europe for 4 weeks. Go tour. This is my third year.
What an amazing, amazing ride, and it's been a great life, and there's so much more for you in music. Your range must be incredible. I mean, you know, everything from classical to opera to jazz to rock. I mean, it must make, because I happen to think one of the few things I do know is that the Star Spangled Banner is one of the more difficult songs to sing. And
yeah.
If you hear a lot of pop music personalities and others that are often tabbed to sing it, they often do a pretty poor job. I tend to find that those that sing it best are people with an opera background. And a lot of people scoff at that when I say it. But if you know, you're a Yankee fan, and mm-hmm. Robert Merrill, who was, you know, a tremendous opera singer, I thought he sung one of the best national anthems you could find anywhere. And I often found those that could handle that song best were those with an opera background. Do you tend to agree that they handle it better than, say, pop musicians who are often tabbed to sing the national anthem?
Well, you know what it is? It might not necessarily be the opera. It might be the training in music in general, you know, instrumentalists, people who can play instruments, people who can read music, people who can, you know, and that's different. There are more classical people are more often that way when pop singers don't have to do any of that. You know, they just go in and record the song, whatever they hear. You know, classical musicians, jazz musicians, they tend to, they can read music and they can play and they can, and that trains your ear. So it helps you when you have to sing something a cappella, you know. And as a kid, you know, I didn't just sing. I took piano lessons. I took, my first instrument was violin. I was trained musically. So I'm sure that definitely helped. And it is a very difficult song to sing. I said this before, but I teach my students now, you know, I have students ages 4 to 23, and I teach my students now, and some of them it's very simple, and some of them it's not. But I do find that the ones that play instruments have an easier time with it.
That's interesting, and that's a great perspective. Christina, you know, we talked a little bit about your tour of Europe with Ritchie Blackmore. Now, you guys going to do a lot of Deep Purple stuff? I don't know the contractual lingo of who's allowed to do the Deep Purple stuff and who's not. Is there going to be a lot of that on this tour of Europe? I don't know. You know, the music business is an interesting one, to be kind, when it comes to you're allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, I own this, you own that.
Right. Oh, no, we're doing a mixture. You know, we'll have a few. It's going to be mostly Rainbow stuff, but we're going to do a few Deep Purple songs, you know, obviously Smoke on the Water. So it's going to be an awesome time. I'm very, very excited. We do actually in the Blackmore's Night Tour, we sometimes do different arrangements of the Deep Purple songs, and that's always fun. I always get really excited, you know, because I'm a classic rock fan. So this is just amazing to me, you know, going on stage in front of, like, where we have crowds of, you know, 13,000 people coming in England and Germany, and then we go to Prague, our normal shows, we have a ton of people there. They stand outside in the rain, you know, they don't care, they don't leave. It's just an amazing experience. I feel so lucky to be a part of that, and I absolutely love it, and I love the music, and that helps so much. You know, I'm sure there's people who have to tour with music that they don't really enjoy, but I actually legitimately enjoy every song that we do, the Blackmore's Night Renaissance stuff and the classic rock, you know, rock, Rainbow, Deep Purple. It's awesome. I've never thought that I would do that. And as I look at it more, I'm more aware of how that might be what I'm meant to do.
Christina, thanks so much for a few minutes. We really do appreciate it. This was a fun journey down memory lane, and it's great to hear some of the great things you're doing now. I hope the Yankees take a listen, and I hope they bring you back. I think, you know, this year, after you come back from your tour, if not next year for sure, would be a great time to get you back out there on the field singing the national anthem and remember those great times in 1996.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
It was really our pleasure. You have yourself a great tour. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll talk to you again down the line. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Christina Lynn Skelros joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. She was the angel in the infield and the good luck charm for the 1996 New York Yankees that broke an 18-year drought of World Series success for the New York Yankees. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this hour one of the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack, and it was a great fun hour. And we thank Christina Lynn Skelros for joining us. She was, again, the angel in the infield, and she was that lucky charm, as it were, for that 1996 New York Yankees team that snapped that 18-year World Series drought for the New York Yankees, the longest in team history. And it seemed every time she sung the national anthem at a Yankee game, they won, and they often won in dramatic and exciting fashion. So it was a great trip for us down memory lane some 20 years ago. She's now a 28-year-old woman who stayed active in the music industry, going on tour to Europe. She was a young 8-year-old girl who was a performer even then. And she told us some great stories about those times and those moments, and then took a look ahead to some other great moments in her youth related to singing at sporting events, and took us all the way to her adulthood. It'd be great to see her at some point this year or even next year get back to Yankee Stadium. I think this year would be perfect and a great way to commemorate the 20-year anniversary of those 96 Yankees teams, which brought the New York Yankees back into prominence. And, you know, her singing a national anthem would be a nod to her role in the whole thing as a lucky charm. Great story. Well, that's a wrap for hour one. The focus was Game 5 NBA Finals, along with a little bit of a nod to nostalgia and the Yankees' 1996 World Championship from 20 years ago. In hour two, a little bit more of Game 5 NBA Finals, the Baylor scandal, and Bethany Hamilton, a really cool guest. But right now, we're going to step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The ex-wife of the man responsible for the nation's deadliest mass shooting says he was gay. Omar Martin killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 others at that nightclub in Orlando before SWAT officers took his life when they stormed the club early on Sunday. Donald Trump suggests the FBI could have done a better job at stopping the gunman who killed 49 people.
Well, look, I'm a big fan of the FBI. There's no bigger fan than me. But look, they've had better days. Let's face it. You know, they had him twice and supposedly even a third time they were looking or thinking about it.
On Fox News, Trump adding it's the responsibility of the Muslim community to turn in those who might want to do harm. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders expected to meet today. USA Today says Sanders will urge Clinton to fight for a progressive platform at next month's Democratic National Convention and in the White House if she's elected president. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A former military leader says President Obama's goal in Orlando is to cover up his failures. We get details from USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
One military expert says President Obama can't ignore the truth about ISIS aiming at the United States any longer. Colonel Mike Bumgardner, former warden at Guantanamo Bay, appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys.
ISIS has just spread the word that it's time to stand up as the good Muslim would do. It is not good enough for a Muslim just to not comply with Sharia law. They must pass the word to you, and if you fail to comply with the Sharia law and they can't convince you, then it's their job to take one out.
Bumgardner also said Guantanamo Bay needs to be used for its real purpose and obtain human intelligence of future terror attacks.
Jason, French President Francois Hollande says the stabbing death of a police chief and his wife is a terrorist act. An attacker stabbing the chief to death in front of his suburban Paris home late Monday, then barricaded himself inside. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Former professional cyclist Lance Armstrong will join cyclists in Kalamazoo, Michigan today to finish the ride of nine bicyclists who were hit by a pickup last Tuesday. Armstrong tells the Detroit Free Press that he was in complete disbelief upon learning of the accident that killed five cyclists and injured four. New research states that vaping can lead to the use of regular cigarettes. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details of that study.
Older teenagers who try electronic cigarettes are six times more likely to end up smoking regular cigarettes within 2 years. A new study out of the University of Southern California reveals that those who experiment with e-cigs are quickly moving on to other tobacco products. A 2014 survey found that about half of high school students in Southern California had at least tried vaping. A year later, about 40% of those who had tried an e-cigarette were now smoking regular cigarettes. I'm Anthony Lucero.
A Flag Day event is taking aim at the Confederate flag. The Take It Down America rally will come to the U.S. Capitol today, where protesters will call for the removal of the Confederate symbol from Mississippi's state flag. Today is World Blood Donor Day, organized by the World Health Organization. The aim drives to bring attention to the need for regular blood donation as people still die because blood is not available. Nearly 40% of Americans can donate, but only about 10% of Americans actually do. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America, and welcome to Hour 2 of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a big hour two on tap, and we'll set the table for it right now because we're going to hit the ground running on the other side. And at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Bethany Hamilton, she's a great surfer. And even more importantly, she's a shark attack survivor. We're going to talk about her journey right on the other side of the break. And then as we move along, I'm going to finish my recap of Game 5 NBA Finals. I want to tighten up everything from hour one into a tight little bow. And then we'll move forward. And I want to talk about the latest doings down in Waco, Texas, with the Baylor football program. I think I'm going to tell you a story. I think that's going to cause a lot of outrage. I know when I saw it, I was outraged. So that's pretty much going to be the rundown for hour number two. And before we get to the break here, let's run down a number of the different ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. You've got our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. You've got great apps like iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. And, of course, you also have the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline, no matter where they are around the world. And we really want to take the opportunity to thank those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. On the other side, Bethany Hamilton, great surfer and perhaps even greater human being and just a story of courage. It's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. My name is Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y. for a better us.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack in triumphant fashion, as it were, as we're joined right now by a real inspiring person and somebody who has a real inspiring story to tell, and that's Bethany Hamilton, and she's joined by Dr. Jeff Kozlowski, and they're both going to join us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning. It's really great to have both of you aboard this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
It's my pleasure. Bethany, let's dive right in. Now, you loved to surf when you were young, and you still love to surf. And you lost your arm as a result of a brutal shark attack. And yet, 1 month after fighting for your life, you were back on the board. Just talk a little bit about this journey and where you found the courage inside of yourself to dive back into the water and just go in the water and surf again. After suffering something as traumatic as this, a lot of people would have stayed on the shore for sure.
Yeah, I definitely look back on that time, and I can remember being so eager to get back in the ocean, which may not be the average reaction to the loss of your arm in the ocean to a shark, but I think, like, hugely I attribute, like, just during that time overcoming my fears and just the struggle and just the pain of that, what seemed like such a tragedy. My family was super supportive, and my mom especially encouraged me to look for the things to be thankful for. And in this life, like, we can get so carried away in our struggles and the tough times that we forget that there's so much around us to be thankful for. And just smiling through adversity is so important, and just knowing that we can overcome. And I attribute so much of my overcoming to my faith in God and just trusting that he has a future for my life.
You know, and we'll talk about that lovely smile in just a minute, but you were very young when this happened. You were a young surfer, and, you know, you then end up having to return to school, and kids are cruel, especially when it comes to anything that's different. Well, you were different. You had one arm. Everybody else had two. Talk about dealing with your school years a little bit and what kind of adversity there was there and how you were embraced or not embraced by your classmates and how you overcame being different?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my peers were in the ocean, so I'd say a lot of them had a big sense of respect towards me because I was continuing surfing with one arm, and I think they saw that as like, hey, that's pretty awesome. She's rocking it. And they kind of just ignored the fact that I had one arm, and that just became normal. So I think I had a unique situation, and just living in a small island, too, like everyone knows everyone, and I'd say the kids were pretty nice to me. But, I mean, definitely your teenage years can be really awkward, and just my own self-esteem, like kind of just learning to embrace myself as I was, but like being one arm and wearing braces and just kind of growing into my womanhood in a sense. And yeah, as I grew up and had an awesome smile and continued to rock it with surfing, I just learned that, like, hey, I am who I am and I'm going to embrace it. And I love being me.
Well, we're going to talk to Dr. Kozlowski now about these awesome Damon braces and how they can help everybody improve their smile. Doc, why don't you jump on in and talk to us a little bit about the Damon braces and why they're so effective at helping young people, or young and old alike, improve their smile?
Well, the Damon braces is really more of a system, and that's what makes it amazing. It allows specialty trained orthodontists to provide orthodontic care in a way that we never really have been able to before, minimizing the need for removal of teeth, extractions, surgery, creating a system that allows the orthodontist to really create a nice, broad, full smile. I like your question to Bethany before about challenges in middle school. I see it every day in my office. Kids come in, they're unwilling to smile, their teeth are holding them back, and a smile is a huge part of a person's identity. All you have to do is look at Bethany's smile and see how amazing it is and how that is part of who she is as a person. So you're right, whether it's kids changing the way their smile looks to help enhance their self-confidence, send them out into the world with one more thing to feel great about, because as Bethany mentioned, adversity is around us, and we have to focus on the things that are great for us. But it's not just for kids. I treat a lot of adults in my practice with Damon braces, and I love the way it creates a full smile that really it helps enhance youthfulness and appearance. By filling out the smile, we can support soft tissue, facial structures, make really it's almost like a bracelet for the face for our adult patients. And so I love being in the self-confidence business, not just the teeth business.
Boy, I think you said it well, Doc, and we are joined by Dr. Jeff Kozlowski and surfer and shark attack survivor Bethany Hamilton here on the Spano and Black Attack. And before we move back to Bethany, I want to ask, Doc, the Damon braces methodology and the system, you need to be a licensed orthodontist to be able to do it, and you have to be licensed in the Damon braces system. Where can I go about finding a licensed Damon braces orthodontist in my area?
You can go to DamonBraces.com, and when you go to the website, you click on the Damon Doctor Locator and put in your zip code, and it'll show you the doctors that are certified to treat with Damon braces within a certain radius of your location.
Thank you so very much for that, Doc. And Bethany, I want to dive back to you. You know, we talked about, you know, how you grew up on a small island, and surprisingly enough, everybody was very welcoming because kids can be cruel. We talked about you overcoming this personal adversity and your strength. You know, talk a little bit about, and Doc touched on it a little bit, but talk about your ability to smile through everything and why that smile has become your best asset, and how you were able to take your biggest fears and weaknesses and turn those into some of your biggest strengths. Talk a little bit about that for us.
Yeah, definitely. I feel so thankful for my smile. And I definitely, like, wake up every day and have something to smile about. Just my smile alone, it's, like, one of my favorite parts of my body, or, like, my whole overall being. And I'm so thankful just that I was able to receive braces as a young girl. And I think, like, looking back on my life and still to this day when tough times come my way, I cling to, like, one, my faith in God, and I'm so encouraged by my family to always look for something to be thankful for on an everyday basis. And I think so often our fears can hold us back from achieving our dreams or overcoming tough times. But so often I found that some of my greatest fears weren't true. Like, it was something that I was fearful of, and then I just was willing to give, like, for example, surfing. I was scared I wouldn't be able to surf, but I at least was willing to try and get back out there and get on the board, and I didn't know what was going to become of it, but sure enough, I was able to surf with one arm, and I haven't had any big problems with sharks since then. And, you know, like, all these fears that I thought were real were not real, and I continued on to do so much more with my life than I could have even imagined on my own. So I think, like, being willing to try and, you know, overcome our fears is such a beautiful thing.
Boy, your story is inspirational. And the final one before we let you guys go, in an effort to keep you on schedule. You know, there's some, you're a champion of finding some fun and unique ways to embrace your uniqueness right on your phone. Real quick before we let you out the door, talk about those before we run.
Yeah, well, I have been emojified. And for those of you who are listening that have no clue what an emoji is, it's a little like kind of
a smiley face.
Yeah, smiley faces, and it's what we text each other back and forth. It's the new nowadays language, and we have special emojis with braces so young kids can embrace their smile with their braces and text their friends their little emoji brace face smile, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. You can check it out, Bethany, on the Apple App Store, and it is Bethany Hamilton Emojis. So look it up.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Really do appreciate it. I want to keep you on schedule. I don't want you to get to the next one too late. We really do appreciate it. There's so much more I could have talked about with both of you, but thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. Keep your smile on.
Bye-bye now, guys. That was Bethany Hamilton and Dr. Jeff Kozlowski joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And Bethany's such an inspiration, overcoming a shark attack to stay out there as a world-class surfer. And her smile was a big part of it. That was one of the things that gave her confidence as she was overcoming adversity. And we learned much about the Damon Braces system and how it helps you promote your smile. On the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY. More on Game 5 NBA Finals. That's next here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Well, I'm not edgy, I'm not veggie, I'm just happy to be here, and welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, that number to join the fray, 800-878-PLAY. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, not only at Joe Spano 56, but I guess more importantly at Sports Byline USA, where if you follow us, we'll give you all the latest doings programming-wise on the network via Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So make sure you follow us, because not only will we tell you what's coming up next, we'll also take a look ahead to what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's our two-hour block that we run on weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time. It gives you a second chance to catch everything you may have missed from earlier in the day, whether it be on this show, whether it be Titillating Sports, or any and all the programming up and down our weekday lineup. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Again, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. And again, we thank Bethany Frankel and Dr. Jeff Kozlowski for joining us and talking about Bethany's very inspirational story. But now where I want to go, you know, throughout hour one and for a big chunk of hour one, we focused on game five of the NBA Finals. And I want to tie up that discussion before we roll into the latest coming from Waco, Texas, in the unseemly Baylor Bears football scandal. And I think when you hear the latest, I think you're going to be outraged. Maybe not as outraged as I am, but outraged nonetheless. But let's kind of tie up Game 5 NBA Finals. Again, it's 3-2. Golden State still on top with the Cavaliers' 112-97 victory. And really, in so many ways, the story of this game was the level of excellence of LeBron and Kyrie Irving, because neither team's role players did very much. The Cavaliers bench, the Warriors bench scored just 15 points. We talked about the Cavaliers bench and role players not doing a whole heck of a lot. Really, this game was about the excellence of James and Irving, and outside of Klay Thompson, no one else for the Golden State Warriors stepping up and being excellent and dominant. Their defense without Draymond Green not being what it has been throughout this series. The ball movement without Draymond Green to help Steph Curry facilitate offense not being what it was or what it has been throughout this series. They missed Draymond Green in a major, major way. His return for Game 6 may tilt the series back in favor of the Golden State Warriors, and it may never get to the Oracle for Game 7. And that's something we'll discuss on Thursday morning. As I'm going to take a look at this, and it looks like to me that LeBron has found that attack mode. And I don't think he's going to look back because it's elimination games the rest of the way. I think LeBron stays in attack mode. Obviously, having Draymond Green helps Golden State counter that. And that's the one of the matchups that's going to be real, real intriguing. And when we tackle the preview on Thursday morning, we'll dive into those stories a little more deeply. But ultimately, again, the efficiency on offense of LeBron and Kyrie, the two stars, they were much better than anything outside of Klay Thompson that Golden State had to offer. And in essence, that was the difference in this game. It was two in LeBron and Kyrie versus one in Klay Thompson. Because Klay Thompson was right there with either LeBron or Kyrie. He had 37 points. He had 3 rebounds. He was 11 for 20 from the field, 6 for 11 from deep. And he only had one turnover. And as great as he was, a lot of his greatness was in the first half and single-handedly in the first half, he kept Golden State in this basketball game. In the second half, when nobody's shots were falling, including to some degree Klay Thompson, and LeBron and Kyrie were able to dominate and take over, there was nothing that he could do, and he didn't get any help from his supporting cast. As we said, 15 points from the Warriors bench, and their role players were really a non-factor, and they could find nobody on either end of the floor to replace what Draymond Green gives them. And Bogut's injury now going forward certainly won't help. And we'll talk about that more. He's going to go for an MRI today. The tentative and early call on it in the game yesterday was a sprained knee, and he never returned after going down with the injury. So I don't know if we'll see him again this series. And while Andrew Bogut's not a star, what he brings on both ends of the floor is something they have a difficult time replacing. Festus Ezeli can replace a lot of the defense and rebounding, but he's not much of a passer. And Andrew Bogut's a very good passer for a center. And that's why their starting five at times can work so well. Green, Curry, Bogut. That's three terrific passers. The ball doesn't get sticky. All of a sudden, no Draymond Green, no Andrew Bogut on the floor, that ball can get real sticky. And I think that's a lot of what we saw happen in this game. So, you know, that's where the intrigue comes. The Warriors missed Draymond Green an awful lot. And it showed. And to kind of give you some idea, and then we'll kind of jump off of this game and we'll start diving into the Baylor football scandal. But just to give you some idea on how much this game was all about the stars and how it was really about LeBron and Kyrie being great and LeBron being in attack mode and Kyrie being aggressive and doing a better job in these one-on-one and pick-and-roll situations and being decisive. I talked about it earlier. The Cavs made their final 25 field goals. Their final 25 made field goals were either scored or assisted on by LeBron or Kyrie. This should give you some idea how important and how much this game was about them and how much this game was about the stars. And the big two, as it were, because Kevin Love was a non-factor here, the big two of the Cavaliers outdid what was left of the big three, which was in essence the big two of the Golden State Warriors, 2 stars to 1. So again, back to this. The final 25 field goals made by the Cavaliers were either scored or assisted by LeBron James or Kyrie Irving. And as I had said earlier, the last one that wasn't was an Iman Shumpert layup at 5:27 of the second quarter. So I think that shows a lot. We talked about James and Irving alone on 19 less shots outscoring the Warriors in the second half. And I think that really, really tells the story here. Because again, as I talked about, outside of the stars, not much from the role players. 82 of the 112 for Cleveland came from James and Irving. And that's that. The last time that they weren't directly involved in a basket was mid-second quarter. You had J.R. Smith with 10 points. Tristan Thompson with only 6 points. Yeah, he had 15 rebounds, but he missed a lot of his free throws. Kevin Love with 2 points. Shumpert with 4. Richard Jefferson with 8. So they didn't get a whole lot. 12 points from their bench. And outside of Irving and James, only one guy in double figures. And then when you go to Golden State, you got 37 from Clay, 25 from Steph, who was not near what LeBron, Kyrie, or Clay were in this game. And outside of Andre Iguodala, nobody else in double figures. So really, it was all about the star power and the star power and the superstars of the Cleveland Cavaliers outdid the stars and superstars of the Golden State Warriors. And it was about LeBron being aggressive and in attack mode on both ends of the floor. Now in game 6, it swings back to Cleveland, and the Golden State Warriors do get back Draymond Green, and that's a pivotal piece for them. They may or may not get back Andrew Bogut, but getting back Draymond Green will certainly help that offense and that ball movement and make it harder for Cleveland to defend the Golden State Warriors. And in turn, on the defensive end of the floor, I think he'll be a huge factor in making it harder for LeBron to go into attack mode for a number of reasons. Not only his man-on-man coverage, but when Iguodala covers LeBron, Iguodala can be that much more aggressive knowing that Draymond Green is behind him ready to clean it up. So game 6 will be very intriguing, and it'll be interesting to see what Draymond Green coming back to the lineup can do for the Golden State Warriors. And we'll get to that preview on Thursday. But on the other side, again, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. But on the other side, we're going to talk Baylor football and the sickening story coming out of Waco, Texas. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 6/13 through 6/19. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be
part of the mix. And with Shotcrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, Shotcrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with Shotcrete. Find Shotcrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit Shotcrete.com to learn more.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And there's a lot of topics on the agenda that are fair game to weigh in on. Anything about Game 5 NBA Finals, whether it be how LeBron and Kyrie took over, what missing Draymond Green in Game 5 meant to the Warriors, what his return will mean to Game 6, all that more, fair game at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or you can weigh in on the latest, on the distasteful scandal and the latest distasteful news to come out of Waco, Texas, which I'll dive into right now. I read this yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday, so I'm going to take the opportunity to get to it today. Now, I hear that the Board of Regents at Baylor is actually considering bringing back Art Briles to be the head coach of the Baylor Bears football program after he serves a one-year suspension. Now, you all may be saying to yourself, I thought Baylor fired Art Briles. Well, you didn't listen that closely. If you remember when I reported it to you and I told you about what happened, I was very clear in my language. They suspended Art Briles with intent to terminate, but they have never initiated to this point the termination proceedings. So as a result, Art Briles is suspended, but still in the employ of the Baylor Bears football team, of Baylor University. And while he's not the active head coach of the Baylor Bears football program, he's still in the employ of the university. They have hired an interim coach in Jim Grobe, who's a good man, a moral man, and by all accounts does nothing but run clean football programs. He won't win enough for the people in Waco. And as a result, after a 5-6 year, as they weather the adversity that they brought upon themselves with this distasteful scandal, the fan base and the Board of Regents and the boosters in Waco will find Jim Grobe's work unacceptable. While Baylor football was restored to a clean program, staying within the rules, educating young men and being an asset to the community, that's not really what it's all about in Waco. It's not about morality, Christianity, decency, safety, making good men, being something that's part of the university. It's about winning football games at all costs. Because for these people, these boosters and these members of the Board of Regents to even consider the return of Art Briles is distasteful in the wake of the second ugly scandal to your athletic department in 13 years. Now, here's one where the effort to cover up sexual assaults, to circumvent the legal system, to circumvent the normal chain and normal process of discipline within the university in order to keep guys eligible for Saturday is sickening, distasteful, reckless, illegal. I don't know how many words I can put on it. But it's disgusting, it's sickening, it's distasteful, it's immoral, it's unchristian, and oh yeah, it's illegal. It's obstruction of justice amongst all of those things. So this idea, and Art Briles was complicit. He was at the very least complicit. I think since he's the one that was suspended and the rest of the coaching staff was kept, a bunch of staffers who I think were actually a lot more involved than were made out to be. Well, obviously, Art Briles was the one that suspended. And yes, I know he's in charge, but that didn't stop this university from not terminating and not firing those that were involved and in charge before. So obviously, with Art Briles being the one that was suspended, he was a lot more than just complicit in all of this. He was responsible for a vast majority or a large part of what transpired as it resulted to the Title IX violations, to the McGarry Act violations, to the violations of morality and decency throughout this Baylor football program, because they suspended him. So with the intent to terminate him. So obviously, he was the linchpin in all of this, because a lot of other people didn't take blame. The rest of the coaching staff, who I have to imagine had some culpability here, but they haven't. No blame has been laid at their feet. All of it was laid at Art Briles' feet. The former president of the university, Ken Starr, had almost no blame laid at his feet. And he was taken out as president, but he was originally made a chancellor. And then as time moved along, he resigned his chancellor spot. He still teaches at the law school. But obviously everything moves very slow and measured at Baylor, and they wait for public opinion and public outcry before they do anything. Same thing with the AD, who you're going to tell me knew nothing about this, Ian McCall. Initially, he was suspended, and he was going to be re-educated and retrained into what's right and wrong as it relates to the legalities of the athletic department. Well, he eventually, once they brought in Jim Grobe, which obviously wasn't his choice, as he wanted a football coach more focused on winning than what was right. He, after much prayer and contemplation, he resigned and moved on. But initially, when all this went down, the school never asked him to move on. What they were going to do was suspend him for a while, do some training, as it were. And then after the dust settled, they were going to install Ian McCall once again as the athletic director to let this air of noncompliance, entitlement, recklessness, and win at all costs, despite the safety, decency, and morality that needs to prevail at a university, not being there. That's the realities of the situation. But I guess they went in a direction he didn't like, and he felt that his power was being usurped, and he left, because there was no public outcry for him to be fired, especially not in Waco. There was public outcry around the country, but not in Waco. And initially, they hadn't moved towards firing him. They moved towards slapping his wrist and laying this all at the feet of Art Briles. And now we hear, well, you laid it all at the feet of Art Briles initially, and you suspended him with the intent to terminate him. You laid very little blame at the feet of Ian McCall. You laid very little blame at the feet of Ken Starr. Those two have now moved on. Ken Starr now he's still a professor at the law school, but he has no other title with the university. And Ian McCall has now resigned as your athletic director. So I guess now you're laying at the feet of those guys, and you're trying to take Art Briles off the griddle. And you actually are misguided enough to bring Art Briles back as the head football coach. You know, I've said it every way I can say it. It's sickening. It's disgusting. It's distasteful. It's immoral. It's unchristian. It's reckless, and it's irresponsible. And it really is disgusting. And guys like Bob Simpson and Gail Galloway, who are both members of the Board of Regents and big boosters of Baylor University, they're on record as saying Art Briles should return. That's what they want. Well, those guys are just disgusting. Did you read the report? The Pepper Hamilton report. Again, a report commissioned by your own university and paid for by you. So it's obviously going to try and paint your program in the best possible light. And with that said, what was uncovered in that report was disgusting. I can imagine how bad it actually is. But many violations of Title IX. and the Clery Act. Actually, asking and encouraging possible sexual assault victims to forego the criminal process and let the football program handle it internally. Have the football program not become aware of things and not report that to the authorities. Have the football program, who circumvented the normal channels of school administration and kept everything internal. Everything they did was about keeping players eligible. And we've talked about it a lot, so I'm not going to rehash everything they did. But it was all about winning football games at any cost and keeping football players eligible, even if it meant that young women who had been sexually assaulted would get no justice, and young men who committed those sexual assaults would get no punishment, even if it created an unsafe environment for your student body. As long as we were winning football games, that was okay. That's what they were saying. That's what that was the mindset of that football program, led by its head coach. Clearly, an array of its assistant coaches felt the same way. Clearly, in my mind, its athletic director felt the same way. Clearly, its president felt the same way. Yet there's no outrage from the good citizens of Waco and those around the football program. All their outrage is in getting caught. You can tell by their actions. Nobody in the police department is getting in any trouble for the miscarriages of justice, for the favorable treatment that they've given the football program. And we went into all of that. But the bottom line, and what's become clear to me, based on everything that's been said, it's clear that the people involved with Baylor football and involved with this university do not understand what they've done wrong, do not understand how distasteful and immoral what's transpired there is, and don't care. All they care about is getting back to winning football. And that's disgusting. After having two scandals in 13 years, one with your basketball program when Dave Bliss was your head coach, and that one was disgusting, and it nearly ended up destroying a basketball program beyond repair, as that basketball program received something as close to the death penalty as you could receive without actually getting the death penalty. For 13 years later, your football program to act like this, and in the wake of these two scandals in 13 years, your reaction is, okay, after the smoke clears, we're going to bring back Art Briles? You clearly don't get it. And you don't understand what that good Christian university should be all about. It should be all about education, personal development, and a safe environment. You only care about football. So not only the people within the university, but the good citizens of Waco who hide behind their pulpit. It's disgusting. And when I read this story, I got sick. How can this administration, how can these board of regents, how can they even think about wanting to bring back Art Briles? It seems that interim president David Garland may be some voice of reason. You know, he states that other factors have to be taken into consideration. At least he understands it isn't going to be that easy to bring back Art Briles. But these Yahoo boosters and these members of the Board of Regents, who all they care is about football, God, you're disgusting. You make me sick. Think about if it happened to your daughter and how you'd feel. Then it'd be different. It's just distasteful. That entire university makes me ill. And all the powers that be at that university disgust me. Well, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a 2-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever, but you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.